You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Wisconsin legislators from opposite sides of the political aisle agree that partisan politics is a problem in Wisconsin government. District 18 Senator and Democrat Kristen Dassler-Alfheim.
When rules are changed by leadership, as Dean said, that doesn't allow any bill to come to the table that might have bipartisan support initially, that causes harm. If you have, on the Republican Party, you have the majority, and the governor vetoes everything you want, that's going to cause a negative reaction.
Republican Representative Dean Cofford of the 53rd Assembly District.
We need to try and work together. By 3 months back in the legislature, I haven't seen much of that. And it's on both sides, I'll be honest with you, but we got to do better.
The legislators made their comments at a luncheon sponsored by Fox City's Chamber of Commerce on Monday afternoon. This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Brown County and in the state of Wisconsin, and officials are urging everyone to be ready for the dangers of severe storms, large hail, high winds, and possible tornadoes. During this week, residents are encouraged to review their preparedness plans, build an emergency kit, and know where to shelter if a tornado warning is issued. Daniel Kane, Brown County Emergency Management Director.
And this is what we talk about every year, know where your tornado safe room is. Should a tornado warning be issued. There are good options, there are better options, and there are best options when we talk about tornado severe weather shelters.
Kane recommends building an emergency kit that includes non-perishable food, water, first aid supplies, flashlights, batteries, and a NOAA weather radio. A 72-year-old Appleton man is sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for failing to pay over $1 million of employment taxes. Douglas Larson owned and operated Mods International and Mods Client Services, which manufactured and installed residential and commercial buildings from shipping containers. Court records show that over the 14 years he owned the business, he withheld employment taxes from his employees, but refused to pay the money to the federal government. Judge William Griesbach says that the sentence would have been longer, but he took Larson's age and failing health into account. A 43-year-old Pound man pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of possession of child pornography in Marinette County Court last week. According to the criminal complaint, an account traced to Thomas Porte by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children showed a variety of underage children in states of undress. The criminal complaint also states that Porte thought AI pornography, even if it seemingly involves a child, is legal to possess or distribute. Porte's next appearance in court is July 28th. We now have an estimate on what additional tariffs could mean to your family's budget. Inclusive growth economist Emily Wee says costs are going to soar for everyone.
So the average family, whether in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the country, can expect to pay about $3,800 more per year because of Trump's tariffs. That's equivalent to a 2.3% increase in inflation that we expect to see as a bump up in prices.
And those prices are expected to nearly double on items from other countries. The extra tariffs are set to take effect Wednesday. Food insecurity is an issue in Northeast Wisconsin affecting children, students, and adults, but especially children, says DeLorean Walls of Brothers Helping Brothers Wisconsin.
I get kind of emotional when I talk about that, especially with the kids when having food. I was talking to a teacher the other day ago. Most children come to school because they can get a breakfast. And then if a kid gets suspended, they don't get that. Or on a spring break, on a summer break, they don't receive that food.
As federal programs are seeing funding cuts, Wisconsin food banks are set to lose over $2 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wall says people can help by donating to the Packers Superfan Food Drive, which will be held at First and Goal April 23rd. Amid high turnover and vacancy rates, health experts are warning that Wisconsin needs more healthcare workers as the current workforce ages. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual workforce report, as the healthcare workforce continues to see shortages, the state's overall population is also aging, leading to growing demand for healthcare services as well. The report urges the industry to make it easier for people to enter the workforce, improve employee retention practices, and introduce more technology to help current staff work more efficiently. There's a plan at the state capitol for healthier school lunches. Representative Clint Moses of Menominee wants to prohibit schools from serving foods that contain 6 additives, several of which are very difficult to pronounce. Moses says the additives have no nutritional value, and a lot of them are just for appearance, making food look brighter, more colorful, and more appealing. Moses chairs the Assembly Health Committee and has introduced the bill with Senate Health Committee Chair Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton. The Republican lawmakers are seeking co-sponsors for their proposal. Good news for 7 new Wisco schools. They're each receiving $5,000 grants from the Green Bay Packers to fund girls' flag football intramural and club teams. Amherst High School, Appleton East, Appleton North, and Appleton West join the Oneida Nation High School, Wyawega Fremont, and Xavier High School in Appleton as recipients. The Packers said in a press release that they hope Wisconsin will join the list of 14 other states that already have girls' flag football as a sanctioned high school sport. Don't feed the turkeys. That's the message from the Appleton Police Department. Over the past couple of years, wild turkeys have caused traffic congestion and other problems in the city. Aggressive birds have even attacked vehicles. Police say the feathered fiends are congregating because people are feeding them. And while police haven't started issuing citations for feeding the gobbling gobblers, that could be next. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks are back in fifth place after winning 4 in a row. Bobby Portis returns tonight after serving a 25-game suspension for using a banned painkiller. Doc Rivers says at times they had to get creative to cover while Portis was out.
Yeah, we had Kuz at the 5, Pat Compton at the 4. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, Brook gets in foul trouble. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Baseball: Brewers opening a 3-game series in Denver against the Rockies. The crew adding a pair of players in trades. Pitcher Quinn Priester is a lefty from Baltimore, just 24 years old. And outfielder Daz Cameron has arrived after a trade with Baltimore. And the team announcing a celebration of life for Bob Uecker will be held at AmFam Field pregame Sunday, August 24th. Bob Costas will be the MC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a couple lackluster weeks, the box office appears to be back gangbusters thanks to the Minecraft movie. Despite mixed reviews, the film came in first place, set a box office record, and brought in $163 million at the gate. The film shattered the record for a video game-based movie. In addition to the big take domestically, Minecraft added another $150 million overseas, bringing its total weekend haul to $313 million. Coming in second place in its second week of release was Jason Statham's A Working Man. The action film, about a man trying to rescue his boss's daughter from sex traffickers, brought in a little over $7 million, giving it a total of $27 million big ones. The Chosen: Last Supper Part 2 came in third place with just under $7 million in its first week in theaters. Rounding out the top five were Disney's Snow White with $6 million, and in fifth place was The Woman in the Yard. The horror film brought in $4.5 million. Trying to navigate a post-apocalyptic world can be very dangerous, even fictitiously. In the upcoming season of The Last of Us, Bella Ramsey's character Ellie will be better equipped to fight off said dangers. Ramsey told the gang at the Today Show yesterday morning that for season 2, they trained with weapons, took jiu-jitsu, and learned how to box to make the fight scenes more realistic. Also, they praised their co-star, Pedro Pascal. The Last of Us season 2 drops April 13th on Max. Write this down or make a mental note, but don't forget, at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, I saw a film called The Threesome, which is probably the best rom-com I've ever seen. The film stars Zoe Deutsch, Ruby Cruz, and Jonah Howard King. Writer Ethan Ogilby was a recent guest on Nightlight. The film is filled with surprises, the characters are thoughtful, and there is great direction and music, which make it a home run. I highly recommend it when it's released on streaming. Happy Days are here again. The cast of the 70s sitcom reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most all played Milwaukee teens on the show that was set in the 50s. The actors sounded thrilled to be together again and said it felt like yesterday that they were all filming the show. They are much older now and definitely look like they're all in their 70s, as opposed to when they were playing high schoolers and looked like they were only in their 30s. Woody Harrelson was being considered for a role on White Lotus Season 3, but passed it up for kind of a strange but admirable reason. The former Cheers and White Men Can't Jump actor says White Lotus changed their shooting schedule, which conflicted with a family vacation, so he had to move on. Although maybe the trip to Wally World was just an excuse to get out of doing an incest scene. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. And a high tomorrow, right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.